Thanks for your time. The free agency period opens on Friday, as we know. When do you expect to be informed about or have an indication of what the compensation for Brad Crouch will look like?
I guess selfishly we'd like to be informed earlier in the week than later, but I guess that could drop at any point in time between the opening this Friday and the closing on Friday, November 6th. So, we're not really certain, but our preference would be that we'd get that information earlier rather than later.
Are you aware of what the offer is from St Kilda to Crouch?
No, we're not aware of the offer at this point in time, as is the way that the free agency period works. The clubs are not obligated to share that information, so it won't be until the trade period or the free agency period opens that we'll get full awareness over that.
Have you asked his manager what it looks like?
Yeah, look, the manager, they wouldn't disclose it, so we haven't asked that. Out of respect for St Kilda, I wouldn't imagine they'd divulge any information. So, there's been media speculation about what it might look like, but until the free agency period opens, we're just not going to get that level of clarity, I wouldn't imagine.
If it's not the compensation that you think is reflective of his value, are you prepared to match it knowing that Brad could sort of call your bluff and say, well, I'm happy in Adelaide. I like living here. I get to play with my brother and I'll stick around at Adelaide for 5 years. Are you prepared for that situation to unfold?
Yeah, we certainly are. We're obviously hopeful that the compensation would be resulting in pick two. And it's really only under those circumstances that we'll not consider matching and looking to force a trade or retain Brad's services. Fortunately, in this situation, Brad's been fairly open about his love of Adelaide and of the footy club. So we don't think it'd be a scenario where the player would not be wanting to come back to the club. So we'd certainly look to match if it's not resulting in pick two.
So definitively, if the club doesn't get pick two, you can categorically say you will match the offer.
Yeah, look, we'll be certainly looking for a better outcome than what that compensation would be if it's not pick two, because it would be end of first round or second round, which, given our ladder position, is effectively the same thing. So that pick itself could push out to the mid-20s after all of the next generation academy. Or if the predictions come true, that pick could slide from around 20 out to 25. So we don't see that as adequate compensation for a player of Brad's calibre, so we'd certainly be looking at matching.
So, Adam, would you, in that sense, would you consider, if it got to that point, a player from St Kilda, or you want an early draft pick if it was forced to be a trade?
I guess we'd be open-minded. Our primary objective this year is to get into the draft, and we've already got a strong hand there with picks 1-8, 20 and 29. Another early pick would certainly satisfy us, where that's our primary objective at the moment. We're looking to get as many sort of top 25 selections in this year's draft as possible, and that's in meeting with our strategy. So that would be the main objective, but we remain open-minded to any other solutions it might present.